Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Pretty much all the pre and post game stuff for TNT is just Chuck and Shaq just going after each other, right?
Pretty good, isn't it?
EJ stands over here with his bow tie on.
Right. Sometimes they get snacks. like last night, they decided to feed the guys as well on the air. Yeah. Why not?
Guys got to eat.
Sure. Oh, I'm not mad at it, but it makes you sound like that. We've all been there. Francesa has had many moments like that. Those guys apparently doing it. I've done it. It's hard to eat your lunch while you're on the air and hide it. You're going to sound like you have your mouth.
People are probably going to get an idea. Mark James is in the house with us. Mark is here mainly to add some support to Rich Keefe's LeBron hatred session.
Yeah. The more the merrier.
Well, here's the thing. I will say this. I don't know how far back Rich Keefe's LeBron hatred goes, but Dale...
Birth.
We're about the same age, so yeah.
Okay, Dale, mine goes back to when he came out of high school. It goes back to 2002 when he was...
How can you hate a high school kid, for God's sakes?
Mark did. It was the whole thing.
It takes a special kind of hatred.
Yeah. it's dedication, Dale. Yes. Dedication. And it just, when someone's anointed the king at 18 years old, I have an issue with that.
Well, he didn't anoint himself the king when he was 18 years old.
Everybody else did.
Well, that's not his fault.
Well, everybody else got caught up in it, and then he was the king.
I remember his games on high school. I don't remember players being on high school before. I mean, other than the McDonald's game, like the All-American game, but regular middle of the season, middle of the week, here comes St. Vincent, St. Mary's.
Yeah.
I remember Bill Walton was on the call for one of his games, and it was just insufferable. It was so hard to watch, but that's actually one that all those, you know, Sports Illustrated, ESPN, they got that one right. Like, they also thought Felipe Lopez was going to be the next thing.
Oh, of course.
All these other guys. But LeBron, they actually nailed.
They did nail. Yeah, Felipe Lopez in the front cover of Sports Illustrated before he played a game at St. John's. Him and Zenden Hamilton. How'd that work out?
Not great.
But it just is what it is, Dale. And then the fact that I just look at LeBron and it typifies that post-game press conference the other day.
That's him.
That is a microcosm of LeBron where when they win, he takes all the credit. When they lose... I'm going to shoulder all the blame on this trash that I call teammates. It's their fault, not my fault. And to me, it's sort of,
what did he say the other day that said that to you?
Well, he always says things like...
But what did he say in the post-game press conference that indicated I'm good, they're trash?
Because he always does this, and he's done it before. I've been down before 0-2.
Yeah.
I've been down before 3-1.
Right.
I. He never says we. He never talks about we. So he's like, I've done this. Me, I. But it's never at all been about like just the team. It's about LeBron. So at the end of the day, there might not be, you know, like an I in LeBron. But
I actually think he'd say more about his teammates than he does. Because they stink.
Well, he also does the sub-tweeting thing a lot. He does the sub thing where he's not as blatant about it, but he used to do that with Kevin Love all the time when they were first together. But also, the thing that he was getting all the credit for about reciting three plays in a row, man. He also points out how Jordan Clarkson missed a shot, but then he doesn't point out that he had a turnover.
He doesn't even mention that in there.
LeBron, okay. Like first, and he got Jordan Clarkson's name wrong, and then you also throw him on the bus for missing a shot. Again, that's why you guys lost the game. That's what happened there. That was the reason why that stretch went as poorly as it did, because he missed a shot.
And Dale, you know this. You've been in this business much longer than me and Rich. Is that how pathetic was the media who sat there and clapped?
That's not his fault either.
No.
That's a bunch of sycophants wearing press passes who...
Yes! Yeah, he's sitting there. He's mocking you, and you're laughing, and you're like, oh, it's funny.
He was kind of nasty to them. Now, there were definitely some bad questions. You're always going to get bad questions in a press conference setting.
There you go.
Because the question was, what happened? So he kind of answered. That's how Greg Popovich would have answered it. Like, he would have just told you exactly what happened. Because that's what your question was.
That's
not
it.
Like, you know, how do you react to it? Or what did you think? Or anything. It was like, boom, here's exactly what happened. Although I'm going to leave out a couple of things.
But Pop never got the adulation and applause that
he would not get
media.
The applause. No. He might get
all.
A couple awkward laughs. Like, again, you're going to hear some awkward laughing at press conferences at times. But the clapping was next level. That's why I wasn't. That's not on LeBron. That's on everybody else. But it's just the whole circus act.
See,
that's
the point I was trying to make is a lot of the things that you hate LeBron for aren't LeBron's fault.
Such as being
annoyed. Well, the 18-year-old kid being annoyed at the king. He didn't ask to be that.
Well, some
annoyed
of it,
at that.
I agree. Some of it is the coverage. Hence, you know, Tim Tebow, Tyler Hansborough. Remember at North Carolina?
Man,
like, I hated him, but he didn't even do anything. I just hated him.
How about Adam Morrison at Gonzaga?
Yeah. These guys, they Brett Favre had that string for a while where he's annoying on his own, but if you're going to stick Ed Word outside of his house every day and give me the update, you're going to hate him even more. So you're right. The way LeBron is covered, but I don't think he does himself any favors with the, game one is sort of a feel it out game. If you followed my history, if you do this, and Mark's right. It was hilarious. They did the side by side in the Indiana series with Victor Oladipo, and LeBron said, I, me, or my. Like 10 times in like a 2-minute press conference. Victor Oladipo said we an hour like 15 times. Like everything that they did, win or lose, that was the team. That was the team. And LeBron even saying, when the only time he said we was when he said we assembled the team in 4 years ago. You're like, so what are you, the GM now?
Well, he is.
I mean, I know he is.
Right.
But like the whole kind of thing is you don't admit it. You don't admit you're the coach. You don't admit you're the GM, but he is both of those things.
And the one thing I would say, that's why when I look at Tyronn Lue, guys, he's the absolute worst coach in NBA history ever to win a finals. I call him Lulu because he's LeBron's lapdog. That's LeBron. If they have a still shot the other day of a huddle. And Tyronn Lue is almost.
Oh, he's not even in there.
He's not. No, he's like. He's not in there. They're the vendors. He's in like the vendors. He's not even the huddle. It's like you're not just stop. You are head coach by title only. You are like you are LeBron's lapdog.
Oh,
you are a joke.
Why is it you say that about LeBron and no other player in the NBA when Kobe was in the league? I mean,
well, Phil. Yeah, probably because of Phil.
For a while, but at the end of Kobe's career, wasn't it the same situation where Kobe was pretty much coaching the team
and they sucked?
But wasn't he coaching the team then?
But it was probably a problem for them.
Right. That's why they were in the lottery every year. And no one wanted to come and play with him because he handicapped that team financially, getting $24.5 million a year, and he couldn't play. Oh, that was another thing. How the media, you brought Kobe Bryant. How about the media extolling the virtues of Kobe in his final game when he scored 50 points on 60 shots. Yeah, he took like 50 shots. He scored 60 points. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, when he was talking about, I've been down 1-0, I've been down 2-1. There are probably only like two other guys on the team who have been. First of all, nobody that he's playing with now was there when he was there before. They changed the whole team around.
Yeah, that team. But I mean, they won the title a couple years ago, and Kevin Love was on that team.
No, I'm saying if he said we've been down 1-0, it'd be him and Kevin Love, right?
Yeah, and then you're looking at a guy like he's not on the Heat, so guys like Birdman,
well,
Dwayne
Tristan
Wade,
Thompson,
Bosh,
he's had some guys,
yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, just everything he does to me is absolutely obnoxious. Like, he's a great player. I'm sure he's going to bounce back and have a really good game. But he is obnoxious. And no matter what happens, he has set himself up to leave. Like, he has set himself up where the media looks at him like, oh, my God, your team sucks. Like, your team sucks. Well, guess what? The reason why your team sucks is because you treated Kyrie Irving as a little kid. You patted him on the head. You called him kid. You called him son. You did all these things. You disrespected him. You didn't treat him as an equal. So Kyrie Irving wanted out. So then your GM had to do the best thing he could do. It was not going to be a fair trade, but he moved on from Irving. He brought in Isaiah Thomas. LeBron didn't want to play with Isaiah Thomas, and it didn't work, so you had to trade him too. So it's nobody's fault that the team is in the shape that it is roster-wise other than LeBron James.
I give NBC Sports Boston credit for the research. Indiana series, Cavs lose by double digits in game one. Game two, LeBron comes back with 46 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. And they only won by 3.
Right, against Indiana.
They lose by double digits in game 6. He comes back in game 7 with 45 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. They won by 4. He's going to put up 45 tonight.
No doubt.
It's going to happen.
Doubt, right. No, the Empire will strike back tonight.
And I'm telling you, they still could lose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. They don't, because that's the point, is you don't have Kyrie Irving or Dwayne Wade. His best teams that he's ever been on in his entire life had one of those guys on it. Now, Kevin Love's by no means a bum. Kevin Love's a good player. He's been inconsistent in this postseason. But everybody else, you're going to need a career game from them. Like, they don't have the balance that this Celtics team has. Like, they obviously, without Kyrie, they don't have that superstar. But they have six guys averaging double figures. You look over to Cleveland, they don't have somebody that you can rely on. So even if LeBron scores 45... All right, well, where are you going to get the other 50 points, 60 points? Like, where is that coming from?
Yeah, and I don't want to make these comparisons. I'm just saying this. When it comes to 50-plus win teams, Michael Jordan beat 20 of them in his career. LeBron has beaten only 10. So I'm just throwing that out there. Here's another thing, too.
What's your point?
My point is this.
That he's not that good?
No, my point is that he doesn't have that other guy. And Rich just said, Jordan never had a teammate average more than 22 points in a finals. He had Kyrie average 28. He had Dwayne Wade average 26 points in the finals. So LeBron doesn't have that support anymore. Here's another thing. If it wasn't for Kyrie Irving's shot in Game 7 of the 2016 NBA Finals in the back-to-back MVP's face,
yeah,
or Ray Allen's corner pocket shot after LeBron bricked it and Bosh threw it out to him, he's 1-7 in the finals. He's 1-7.
I'm trying to get you to the point here. Is your point that he's not as good as we think he is?
Yes, he's vastly overrated.
Stop it.
Dale.
That is ridiculous.
I like it.
He's very...
You want to sign on?
No, I kind
of
do.
He's overrated.
He's very overrated. He's one of the top six players. He's one of the top six players in NBA history. First of all, when people talk about the greatest players of all time, no one talks about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. This guy won 6 titles, 6 MVPs, and 6 finals MVPs. Nobody talks about Kareem. He's not better than Kareem. It's not even close.
I didn't expect this today,
Dale. How did we go from he's not Kareem to he's overrated?
He's overrated. It's the social media world that we live in. It's obviously prisoner of the moment mentalities. He's vastly overrated, Dale.
I think that's ridiculous.
Well,
he is the best player on the planet right now, in my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Then how can he be overrated?
But I'm saying
if he's the best player on the planet.
I'm just saying all time.
Right now, today, he's one of the 5 best players of all time.
Top 5-6.
Okay, All right.
He's the 6th man on the all-time team.
So how is he overrated?
He's overrated because LeBron played in the social media era that was... When LeBron came to the league, there was MySpace, and then it became Facebook, and then it obviously...
Well, so maybe you have to go demos. So if you're 25 years old or younger, and you think that he's the greatest player of all time,
maybe
then in that
case, he is.
Then he would be overrated.
Right.
Like, that'd be overstating things. Because you're not doing your homework there.
Has LeBron, other than 2012 and 2013, like I said, even 2013 was the Ray Allen shot. 2012, where they just basically stopped.
So you want to take LeBron's entire body of work and say that it's not as important as the Ray Allen shot?
I'm saying he should be 1-7 all time in the finals. If it wasn't for Ray Allen's shot or Kyrie Irving's shot.
Well, I like that.
He's
like,
should be 1-7.
Dale, you know what? I love it.
You just wish that you could have thought up something as
That's
dumb as that.
Not dumb. But that is the... So they have the Ray Allen equivalent, though, on this team. You'd have to admit that as much as Kyle Korver and J.R. Smith were absent last game and Rodney Hood and Clarkson, one of those 4 guys could hit a back-breaking 3. Like, one of those guys could do that.
Sure.
But they don't have Kyrie Irving. Like, think about last year in the conference finals. Kyrie Irving had some insane game. He had the 40-plus point game. Go back to the finals that you're talking about, mm-hmm, where Kyrie Irving hits the big shot, but he also has a 40-plus point game in the NBA finals. He doesn't have that teammate. He doesn't have, again, the Wade. He doesn't even have the Scottie Pippen, if you want to go to there. Like, he doesn't have that second guy. So he can play out of his mind. He can put up 40 points in a triple-double, and they can still lose. But again, that's no one's fault. It's nobody's fault but his own.
Isn't it also fair to say that he is single-handedly carrying this team to the Eastern Conference Finals right now?
You could say that.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
But Kevin Love was really good in the Raptors series.
Yeah, and Kevin Love was not
good at all in the Indiana series.
The Indiana series, he struggled.
Right.
But he's carrying there. But you could also make a case that the East is obviously pretty down. Like, we're all excited, and I don't want to crap on the Celtics run here because it's been great. But the Eastern Conference, obviously,
it's junior varsity compared to the West.
If you could remove Kyrie Irving and then you take LeBron, hat, like whatever Kevin Love is on a given night, and a bunch of scrubs, and that's your conference finals, it sort of speaks to the strength of the conference.
Here's
right now.
The one thing that I will take when I look at this is that if the Celtics, and I think the Celtics had a really good shot at possibly getting to the finals, what I watched last night in Houston, the Celtics would be lucky if they win a quarter against the Warriors.
Golden State is ridiculous.
I was actually texting my boss at Nesson today telling him, if Golden State plays that way, nobody, and I mean no, they won't lose another game.
They might have 7 games left.
Barkley said, I said before the series, Warriors in 5. He goes, after tonight, I'm saying Warriors in 3.
It was like
I'd never seen him play. Like, Steph Curry was like, even though he was bad offensively, he was stealing the ball from Chris Paul, and then I've never seen them play that way offensively and defensively.
I saw an argument earlier today, legitimate argument, that says the Hamptons 5,
yep,
Curry, Green, Thompson, Iguodala, and Durant, might be the best 5-man unit in NBA history.
The lineup of death. It's their death lineup. Can you do any? The worst player on there is Andre Iguodala, who was a Finals MVP.
He was a Finals. Well, Dale, you think about it.
He's the worst player on that.
What
list
about the '80s Lakers? Okay, Magic, Kareem, Worthy, Byron Scott, Michael Cooper. That was pretty good, right?
I don't think they're better than this group.
I don't either.
I was going to say Scott would be worse than everybody.
I mean, you can go back to Bird and Parrish and McHale and DJ. It's not as good as this group.
But Ainge would be the weak, I mean, good, great player, but he'd be the weak link out of that group. You know, and that, if you just took Curry and Thompson versus Ainge and Johnson. I mean,
you can't even say the Michael teams, because it was Michael, Pippen, and Rodman on the second three-peat, and the first three-peat was just Michael and Pippen.
Right.
So there was no...
Like Ron Harper and Luke
Longley. Yeah, B.J. Armstrong.
That's not good.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. You didn't even have that. Paxson. But no.
This five is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And you see the... And then you got like Looney coming off the bench. You know, picking up when somebody does miss a shot every night, he's there to just grab the garbage rebounds and put it back in. Golden State right now, they're obviously going to win this whole thing. They're going to win 3 out of 4. And I just go back to, you know what LeBron's most valuable contribution back in 2016 next to the block on Iguodala was? Getting Draymond Green suspended for game 5.
That was huge.
That was huge.
That was absolutely huge. Yeah.
If that didn't happen, they lose.
Right.
Yeah.
Before the afternoon is out, you got to give me the 5 players in NBA history who are better than LeBron James.
I can do it right now.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Oscar Robertson.
I don't think so.
You should have gone with Russell. Bill Russell.
All right, I get to Russell.
I think LeBron, not to derail the whole show, because this could turn into 4 hours of it, but LeBron, I think, is already better than Bird. And I hate to say it here.
Look, he is.
Okay, so Dale, you agree with me.
Like, he is. Just because the 3-1 comeback, that ultimately decided it for you?
Just the total package.
But just don't forget, when we talk about LeBron, Larry, Michael, and Magic never were gold-digging ring chasers. They never did that.
I know, but it happens. And they didn't have to be, because
that
they were all on great teams.
That also has nothing to do with whether or not he's a great player or not.
Because Bird got to play with McHale and Parrish,
right?
And DJ and Walton.
The same logic you're using about, if not for the Ray Allen shot, if not for the Kyrie Irving shot, so if not for Adam Vinatieri field goals, Tom Brady wouldn't win Jack, right?
Tom Brady won 2.
No.
Tom Brady won 2.
It's not fair.
Tom Brady won actually 3 without needing Vinatieri field goals. The Eagles won back with Donovan McNabb.
I think it's a ridiculous premise that Tom Brady only won because of Adam Vinatieri field goals.
Stupid.
Just like I think it's dumb to say that the only reason LeBron won was because of Ray Allen and Kyrie Irving.
Tom Brady's the GOAT. That's why you can never say that. He's the GOAT.
Well, I got news for you. Before he's done, this guy might be the GOAT.
I don't know about
LeBron may be the GOAT before he's done.
Dale, Michael was 6-0 in the finals, 6 finals MVPs. Kareem was...
I know, and Joe Montana was 4-0 in the Super Bowl,
too. But Kareem won 6 MVPs, 6 finals MVPs, and he's got 6 rings.
Does LeBron need to win 6 titles for you, Dale, to be better than Jordan? Or can he end his career, say, with 4? Like, right now he's sitting on 3. Could he end with 4 and be better than...
Yeah, he can't end on 3. That's
right,
for sure.
Right. So that's the point. I mean, that's half the title. So you got to do better than that. Maybe
now, if he ends up going to Houston next year, he could win the next 3 after that.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, I will say this: there's one thing that you know. I said the gold digging, ring chasing, because I think the world of Kevin Durant, and he sort of did that too.
He did.
He did.
He definitely
sort of did it.
He did it maybe more so than anybody. He literally joined the team that beat him.
What would have been and could have been had he stayed in Oklahoma City and Sam Presti never traded Harden?
Oh, I know. I mean, they screwed that. I mean, that
I mean,
was
like,
brutal.
What were you doing? Yeah. They got like,
you could have those three guys.
They got like Kevin Martin for that. Like, I don't know. Like, it was like
that would have been the best trio in the league if you kept those three guys together. Like, those are three of the top five, six players.
Right now.
Right.
Yeah. Guy won one MVP last year.
They had to keep Serge Ibaka. They had to keep Ibaka.
So they got guys who have won all, like, because Harden's going to win the MVP this year. Westbrook won it last year, and Durant's already won it. That's three MVPs.
Correct. And now you have one of those guys left.
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right, tonight's game two, TD Garden. LeBron James points over-under is 43.
Over.
Ooh.
Over.
Yeah.
Over, Dale.
Probably over.
Yeah. He's going to overcompensate for the other night. 15. Over.
He might.
The rest of the Cavs may also score 43, so I'm okay with that.
Hey, be sure to submit your Cumberland Farms question of the week for Alex Cora during our weekly conversation with the manager every Wednesday during the season at weei.com/manager. If your question is chosen, you'll be entered to win the grand prize, a chance to have Cumberland Farms coffee with us and the manager, courtesy of Cumberland Farms. Hey, they included us this time.
Oh, that's new. What's changed?
There have been times when it didn't quite work out to us.
I was going to say the skipper. The new skipper.
There was a difference.
So he's invited us. That's
the
good.
Part.
Looking forward to that. Have a cup of Joe with Alex Cora.
So submit your question for the manager. What real quickly about this Robinson Cano thing. He did not test positive for a performance-enhancing drug. Major League Baseball has confirmed he tested positive for what's called, and I'm probably screwing up the pronunciation, furosemide. It's otherwise known as a water pill. It's a diuretic. I know. It's a diuretic. And it helps to flush the body of liquid, causing more urine. And also,
Thanks, for a drug test,
a diluted sample.
Hmm.
But just to put this in perspective, his 80-game suspension will cost Robinson Cano $11,851,852.
Oh, wow. No.
Wow.
He's trying to help the team, though.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So now all those can't vote for the steroid guy people can't vote for Cano now for the whole game.
Yeah. Now there you go. Yeah. Add him the list. Yep. Add him the list with A-Rod and
Manny and everybody else.
Yeah, everybody else. You know, Clemens, Bonds, even though they were never, you know, whatever. But yeah, just put him on the list. Palmeiro, Sosa.
$11 million.
That's tough.
Well, wait, you said 11.8, right?
I forget what it's the 11,851,852.
Dale, I'm going to round up to 12. That's $12 million.
Pretty close.
Yeah. That's a tough
pill
to swallow.
He'll be here all week. Trotterville.
All right, let's get to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937 because Mark James has dropped the ultimate hashtag hot sports take that LeBron James is overrated.
Piping hot. I kind of like it, though, Dale. Yeah, I'm coming around.
Of course you do.
I hadn't thought of it.
Nobody dislikes LeBron James more than you do. Look, you may not like who he is and how he acts and all that stuff.
Don't.
By your admission, he's the best player on the planet right now.
Right now, yes.
I mean, he's the best player there is.
Yes.
So how overrated can he be?
I know. I think it has to be the all-time question. He's only overrated... I would agree he's overrated if you think he's the best player ever. Then I think...
I don't think he's there yet.
Right.
No, I know you don't.
All I said was by the time it's all said and done, he may be.
Could be.
He could be, but he won't be. That's the end. That's the thing about it. Like, there's a lot of things that could happen.
End of sentence.
It won't happen. I mean, he's never... We don't even have to get into the Michael comparison because that's just ridiculous.
He's probably going to have to win the whole thing this year. Right? Like, if he beats this Warriors team with what he has... Then now all of a sudden...
Then he needs to get by the Celtics.
You have to give in.
Because when he beat the Warriors 2 years ago...
Wait, Kyrie Irving?
I know he had Kyrie Irving.
Okay.
But not to do a whole LeBron-Jordan thing, but Jordan never beat a team as good as that Warriors team in the finals.
This is true.
Right? So he did have that. Now, I know he had help, but so did Jordan. I'm a huge Pippen guy. So don't tell me Jordan didn't have help. He had one of the 50 best players of all time.
He did.
And so... You kind of need that.
But LeBron has also had guys average over 26 points a game in the finals. Guys like Dwayne Wade, guys like Kyrie Irving. Now he doesn't have that.
He doesn't. Now he's in trouble.
Now it's the LeBronettes.
Yes.
And LeBronettes aren't LeBron. Like
Not great. They're not great. So they could definitely run into trouble. That's why it would be insanely impressive if they won.
Watch tonight, though. And I'm not saying Tony Brothers or Scott Foster is going to be out there. Watch tonight, though. The NBA will equal this series.
Did you see Scott Foster, by the way, yesterday with the jump ball?
Oh,
you idiot.
Yeah.
are you doing?
Hey,
yeah.
Scott, you gotta let it go.
What an idiot. I hated that. Like, he was just trying to make those guys look stupid. Oh, my God, that drove me nuts.
Is there a sport more that people think that Vince McMahon basically, other than the WWE, which is sports entertainment, but that people will think that, okay, the league's going to even that series out? Like, you know tonight. Dale, I'll be shocked if the Celtics win tonight. Shocked.
Really?
I think they're going to win tonight.
I hope you're right. But you're right. This is the league that everybody thinks is something's up.
Even it out. Yeah. We got to even it out. Listen, the league had to give back millions of dollars of revenue last year.
The thing that any league is ever going to do is rig a game.
No, not rigging it.
It will end their sport. Literally will end the sport. If and come on, they're going to be able to keep a secret?
So the
league told me, you know, the Cleveland's got to win tonight's game.
The commissioner won't, but the whole ref thing is where Tim, it gets a little...
When Tim Donaghy got indicted,
that's brutal.
Scott Foster was on his phone records
164
many...
164 times.
Like a zillion messages.
And he's known as the series extender.
Like Incognito Tony and Martin. Too. They had so many text messages.
Right. All right, let's get to the calls with you guys. John's in Andover. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
What's going on?
Hey, I was listening to Mark James's take. First off, I hate LeBron's guts, but that's outrageous, right? That's an outrageous take. The idea that LeBron James, you know, is like not one of the best players. I hate the guy, but he's obviously one of the best players ever going to play the game.
Okay. Well, he's one of the best players who ever has played the game, and he's not even done yet.
All right, we don't need to compliment LeBron, John. What's your overall point? Why'd you call?
I'm with you, Keith. I have a better point. Okay, so okay, you guys said LeBron tonight under over 43. He's definitely over, mm-hmm. and I think you guys hit it when you said the rest of the team's under. But the point that this is why I hate LeBron and why he ruins basketball, because we're going to watch this game tonight. We're going to be excited about the Celtics, and it's going to be a good game. But unfortunately, the NBA being the NBA, LeBron will go to the line sometimes tonight. I would say somewhere between 10 and 15 times. You guys agree with that?
I would say more.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah, if
he goes to the rim like I think he's going to, he might deserve to go to the line that many times.
Well, there's for about half LeBron's fouls during a game, he does deserve to go. And the other half, it's a complete, like, opera. I mean, he just.
Yeah, he cries. He cries. He has it. You know who else cries too about fouls? And their two Celtics are Marcus Morris and Marcus Smart. I don't think they've ever committed a foul in their entire lives. They always are bitching, moaning, complaining to the referees. And after a while, it's like, okay, you know, Kareem used to be like that back in the day. Kareem was the biggest baby in the world.
Oh yeah, people still hate him here. That's why he doesn't get a lot of the credit. Hey, a lot of it is because of that.
Like, people hate him everywhere except Milwaukee and LA. True. Believe me.
James. Hey, Dale, the real Vegas over-under for LeBron James, 33.5.
Oh, I'd take the over. I'd run for the over.
Where, by the way, what casino's that at?
Just the Bovada line. Wow.
Can we get Governor Baker on to get this
hurry
thing?
Hurry up and get that one going.
Get this sports gambling thing, Dale, please. So I can go to...
I don't think it's going
to
happen quite that quickly, but you don't know.
I want to go Stop and Shop. I can put over on LeBron.
Jim's in Providence. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Dale. I don't think you can dismiss Larry Bird like you do, and I know, you know...
Wait, dismiss Larry Bird?
Dismissing him?
No. All I'm saying is when you're comparing him with LeBron James, their stats are very similar, and I think because he played for such a short period of time, only because he played so hard, and I just don't think you can dismiss him in that top five conversation. But I'm with James. I have Kareem number one. I don't think you can put a guy... You know, you take all the other baggage that comes along with him, the quitting in some of these playoff games, the whining. I just don't remember Kareem quitting, and I don't remember Bird quitting or Magic. So.
Yeah, and by great point, Jim. And here's another thing, too. Remember this. One of the things I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, Kareem's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA still. So I didn't even mention that. And let's go back 8 years ago. Let's go back to the series against the Celtics here at TD Garden. LeBron tearing his jersey off. Now, okay, people will always go to, oh, he had a triple-double. He had a triple-double. It was the most meaningless triple-double. And the following year, his former owner, who is now his current boss, again, Dan Gilbert, called him out for quitting in that series. Called him out.
Right, and then forgave him and brought him back.
Yeah.
He quit on the court.
one more point, gentlemen. And I also think Kareem's longevity and the time period he played, it was a much more physical game back then, will be far superior than LeBron's. Even if they play for the same amount of years, I think Kareem's feat of playing that many years is a lot. it's a lot stronger than LeBron if he played for the same amount of years, just based on the physicality of the game back then. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate the call. I mean, nobody loves Larry Bird more than me or anybody else who lives in this town. In 13 NBA seasons, he had 21,791 points. That's great. Right now, today, LeBron James in 15 NFL seasons has more than 10,000 more points than Larry Bird. 31,038. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make people around here sad. LeBron James is better than Larry Bird.
I don't think he is. But I will say this. Do you know where Larry Bird...
Hold on. I just gave you what I base mine on. What do you base yours on?
Because the fact that like Larry Bird led the Celtics two titles, LeBron had to... LeBron couldn't hit that shot against the Spurs.
Oh,
he needed Ray Allen to hit it.
Stop it.
He couldn't hit the shot against the Warriors.
And if Ray Allen hadn't hit it, we don't know if LeBron would have or not, right?
No, LeBron bricked it, and then Chris Bosh got the rebound and kicked
so
out of the corner.
So he bricked a shot, because Larry Bird never bricked a shot,
now,
right?
I don't remember in the finals him doing
it. Oh, stop
it. In the finals, did he brick it?
You have to admit, Larry did play with, you know, three other Hall of Famers in the starting lineup.
I still, to this day, LeBron James, as of today, is still not a better player than Larry Bird. No way.
Who's a better defender, Larry Bird or LeBron James?
LeBron James was.
Not even close.
LeBron James was. Okay, that's fine.
But you just want to ignore that part, and Larry Bird's still a better player.
Larry Bird never ring-chased either.
He didn't have to.
And he couldn't. It was a different... The era was different. It wasn't allowed back then.
Let me ask you this, Dale.
And Kevin Durant's okay with it, though, but LeBron's a bad guy.
If it comes down to your team is down by two... In Game 7 of the Finals, you got one shot, 6 seconds left. I would name...
Oh, I would want Larry Bird to shoot that shot.
Okay.
Absolutely. That doesn't mean he's a better player than LeBron James.
I would name 25 players in NBA history that I would pick to take a shot over LeBron James.
Including John Paxton.
Yes. Yes.
Ryan's in Holyoke. Okay, Ryan.
How you doing, guys?
What's going on?
So excited to finally weigh in. Mark James, thank you for bringing some light to this program. Rich, we know your basketball. Dale,
thank you.
We'll leave that for another subject.
Dale knows his
Ryan,
basketball.
Come on.
He knows.
Come on.
He's forgotten more than we'll ever know. Believe me.
Yeah, absolutely. Me. I have. But anyways, let's go back to that original argument, because this thing went so nuts. I'm in my car and have no idea what to argue about now. But LeBron as top six, I'm going to go nine. And if you tell me you're going to take him over Mike, Russell, Chamberlain, Shaq, even Oscar Robertson or Magic
Yes,
Johnson.
I'm taking him way over Shaq.
Shaq was incredible, though. I'm with you, Ryan. Shaq doesn't get enough credit, I don't think.
Way over Shaq.
But I think LeBron's better.
Unstoppable force in NBA history.
He was.
And dominated the NBA for 10 years. Like, you can't do anything to him.
LeBron's better than Shaq. Come on. Now, Ryan, I know I don't know basketball like you do, Ryan, but LeBron's better than Shaq.
He is better than Shaq. I'll even admit that one.
Okay, cool.
Right. I mean, he dominated the NBA for 10 years, but he won one MVP. So let's not... Right, you know, go crazy.
He should have won
four titles. So there's no doubt about that.
You got to admit, in 2005, he should have won it over Steve Nash. That was BS.
Yeah, he should have, but whatever. He won one. I mean, LeBron probably should have won a lot more. A lot of these guys should have won more. You know, they get robbed.
Kobe
or they
won one.
Voting fatigue, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else, Ryan? Anything else?
One more guy, Kobe Bryant. Did anybody remember that guy?
Yeah, LeBron's better than Kobe.
Yeah, I can't
So, Kobe,
I can't say Kobe.
I think he is. Yeah,
Kobe led a team with Pau Gasol and friends to two NBA titles. LeBron James couldn't lead a team without three Hall of Famers to a title. Like, if you need a basket, you're going LeBron over Kobe?
No, I'd go Kobe.
Well, that's also a different question. Like, if it's the 48-minute game and not the last 4 seconds of a game, the 48 minutes, I'll take LeBron over Kobe.
I would take the Celtics president of basketball operations in a finals to hit a shot over LeBron James to win a title.
I wouldn't.
I'd take Danny Ainge over LeBron. To hit one shot.
One shot.
No.
I don't know. I mean, LeBron just hit a buzzer beater against the Raptors.
He hit a couple of them in the playoffs already this year.
That was more early in his career, I think, was more of an issue for him. I think he's sort of overcome that a little bit.
Wait a minute. Now you're taking Danny Ainge to take a shot. Could you pander to these people any more than you are right now, for God's sake? You know, I'd take Danny Ainge before I'd take LeBron. Danny Ainge wouldn't take Danny Ainge before LeBron.
He might.
No.
He had a pretty good opinion
of how he could play, but no, he doesn't think that he could take the shot ahead of LeBron. John's in Newton. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
What's going on?
Well, I was just wanted to let you know that I don't even think I'm going to watch the game, because we definitely are going to lose. Mike Callahan is the referee tonight, and seven games out of seven, the Cavs have won, and something like 11-1 against 11 losses for the Celtics. So I think the game is it's fixed. That's my gut.
So you're not going to watch. You're just going to bail on it and just assume the result.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Derek Stafford and Sean Wright as well. Those are the other. At least it's not Tony Brothers.
The NBA has an issue that there are people who believe that stuff.
Yeah.
And there are people who believe that it's rigged.
Yeah, right.
Right.
But there's a history, and again, when you have Tim Donaghy, then yeah, there's going to be questions. And I know there's not a lot of them. Can you imagine being a Sacramento Kings fan where what happened to them against the Lakers? They should have won that series.
Wow.
They got screwed.
Mike Bibby
was their team. There was Chris Webber, Vlade teams.
Yeah, that was
a great team. They should have won.
Was it Peja Stojakovic?
Yeah, Peja, right? Stojakovic on that team.
Yeah,
they got
screwed big time. So you've seen this happen over and over again, which is why, Dale, I think people are embracing themselves for tonight. Cleveland's going to get the calls. You just know a lot of the calls will go their way. But I think to what you said, Dale, LeBron tonight is going to be a beast. He'll score over 33. He might score over 43. He's going to go off tonight.
Oh, I think he's going to go crazy, and I still think they could lose.
Yeah, because they don't have the other guys. They don't. I mean, Kevin Love's going to have a huge game, which he is capable of, but Celtics did a good job on both of them in game one.
But Love ate Al Horford's lunch a year ago.
Killed him.
But then game one, Al Horford, it wasn't even close.
Al Horford was a better player, yeah.
Al Horford's been amazing in these playoffs.
He's had a good run, and that's why, you had a little bit more hope than last year, because last year that matchup wasn't even close. Al Horford averaged 10 points and 8 rebounds less than Kevin Love did in that series.
Yeah, he was.
So it wasn't even a wash. Like, you needed it to be a wash. And so that's what Cleveland needs. They need Love to outplay Horford. And if he does and LeBron goes nuts, then maybe you have a chance. And if some of their guys hit threes, like they were terrible. They were 4 of 26 from 3 in game one. So if Korver or Smith or Hood start knocking down threes, then that's their chance as well.
LeBron, there's speculation that Tristan might move back in the starting lineup tonight. How that affect what you guys do, how you play?
It doesn't matter who's in the starting lineup. We have to play, Cavs basketball. So, I haven't heard that, but I'm not a speculation guy anyway. So, whoever's in the lineup tonight, we'll be ready to go.
Coach LeBron,
GM LeBron,
he's going to be shocked when he sees the starting lineup. Nobody's going to consult with him at all. It's news to him.
You guys do know that sometime in the next 4 years, ballpark, LeBron is going to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the highest scoring player in NBA history. You probably already know that LeBron has hit more game-winning shots in NBA history than anybody else. You didn't know that.
Well, wait a second.
I'm
talking about finals now.
He's hit more playoff game-winning shots than anybody in NBA history, too.
And more than Kobe?
Yeah.
More than Steve Kerr?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
more than Tony Kukoc.
I'm
going to go out on a limb and say, yeah, that's probably.
The one thing I will
say. If you want a beef, you can say his percentage isn't as high as, let's say, well, actually, Kobe's is lower. Kobe shot 250 on game-winning shots. 250.
Mm.
LeBron's shooting 340 on game-winning shots.
Right. Still not great, but better than Kobe. I will say this, and here's a stat.
Carmelo's better than him at 481.
Carmelo's a closer.
Wow, that's bad.
Guy's a winner.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, beating a fossil Celtics team in 2013. Hey, Dale, the one thing I will say is this, is that when LeBron James, since 2011, his teams lose game one of a series in the Eastern Conference, they are 5-0 in those series. So that's why I think tonight's game is imperative for the Celtics to continue to win. Because you got to serve at home. If you lose tonight, they steal home court advantage. And at that point, it's probably a wrap.
Yeah, and look, I think the Celtics are going to win this series. I said that last week before they even played a game.
I picked Cavs in six.
And I picked the Celtics to win the series. So I'm certainly not backing down after a game one win. I just think LeBron's going to go crazy tonight.
Yeah, he is. But is anybody going to be there with him?
That's the thing.
Yeah,
he is literally a one man team right now.
It's amazing. It really is. But again, that's his fault. That's all on him, and he won't take the blame for it. He's going to put it on somebody else. That's all on him. Tristan Thompson was his guy, and it's the same agent. They made sure that he got a crazy contract. So now you're kind of stuck. He wanted all these other guys. He didn't get along with Kyrie Irving, or just disrespected Kyrie Irving, I would say. So he's out the door.
Yeah, and like you said, he treated him like a child.
He treated him like a kid. And now this is the team that you assembled. I still go back to last year where they were spending more money than anybody. And LeBron James said, we need to add to this team. Yeah. Add what? Add right. How? Like, you guys are up against the cap. There's a cap in your league. You guys are over the cap. You're not going to be able to do
anything.
Well,
they're anything. Already in that luxury
they're
threshold.
They're in the luxury threshold. Yeah. So this is all on you. You fired the previous coach. This is your coach. Mm-hmm. This is your team. This is everything that you're doing. But guess what? You don't have the guys. You don't have
there's
the support.
No supporting cast.
And even a team that has their two best players hurt looks like a better team than yours.
His team is the only team that's been able to beat Golden State in the finals. But yes. Nobody else can even touch that.
But that's
team.
Again, they had Kyrie. Kyrie.
No,
Kyrie.
But my point is,
oh, yeah, but he did,
I can't blame him if they can't beat Golden State last year in the finals, or if they can't beat Golden State, nobody's beaten Golden
State.
But
he also beat Golden State pre Kevin Durant. So let's not, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Like they, so
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Nobody's beating Golden State.
Right. And you saw last night too, and that's the thing where it just shows that this team. And I always thought the 86 Celtics were like the greatest team I've ever seen in my life. Maybe the 87 Lakers were as well. I also thought the 89 Pistons. But this Warriors team, that like if they continue to replicate the performance from last night's game, they might go down arguably as the greatest team. They're going to go back-to-back. They're going to win 3 out of 4, even though Durant wasn't on the first championship team right. in 2015. But they're just to show you that like, you think Steph Curry, who is one of the top 5 to 6 players in the world, he's won back-to-back MVPs. He was garbage last night offensively.
He also isn't close to being right physically.
Right. No, he's not.
He wasn't close to being right 2 years ago when they lost either.
But what's separating them from being maybe the all-time team, and I think their roster is because it's the same as last year, but because of some of the injuries they had in the regular season and knowing that the playoffs are so much more important, they only, and I put only in quotes, won 58 games. Where I remember 2 years ago, they set the record for 73.
Yeah.
Last year, they won 67 with Durant's first team. So if they win the whole thing, especially if they sweep the next two series, they'll be considered. But to be with the 96 Bulls and the 86 Celtics, I think you need to win over 60 regular season games.
Well, and they didn't close it out. To me, when I look at the 2016
they're
Warriors.
The 2 seed, for God's sake.
The 2016 Warriors that lost to Cleveland will go down as the 07 Patriots.
Oh, they are that, yeah.
They're the 07 Patriots. Yes. Like, I think the 07 Patriots. Patriots are the best team I've ever seen in my life, but they didn't close.
Yeah, so you can't. Right.
So they're not the best team you ever saw in your life.
Well, they were for
if you don't
18
finish,
games,
you're not
were.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right. that's the thing that killed everybody.
Yeah,
right. Sitting there in the Glendale, roster. Arizona, and watching the end of that game and seeing 19-0 become 18-1. You say, okay, they're not. They're just not.
So Dale, had they lost to the Giants in the final regular season game at the Meadowlands and then won Super Bowl 42, would they have
still 18-1? Maybe they might have been.
Yeah.
But the one that they lost,
I know,
is what keeps them off that list.
Yeah.
But you go back to Durant choosing the Warriors a year ago, and not choosing the Celtics, by the way, but choosing the Warriors, and just how that has changed the entire league. Like, teams know, like, what are we going to do with two All-Stars? Two All-Stars isn't going to do anything. Like, you need three, and then you need to hope that your young guys are good, because they have four. And so the Celtics are the closest thing. If they were 100% healthy, and knowing that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum are as good as they are now, which we wouldn't have known beginning of the year. You should hope for this, but now we're seeing it. And if you added 20 points per game All-Star Gordon Hayward and 20 points per game All-Star Kyrie Irving with Horford and those two young guys and Smart and Morris off the bench, that would be the closest thing to competition the Warriors would have.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the Celtics, even if they do get to the finals, they won't win a game against Golden State. They won't win a game.
Probably not.
I don't think Cleveland will either.
Probably not. Like one game. One.
I don't know, man.
They're just so outmatched. They're so outmanned.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And by the way,
the
people
matchups.
Always say it's good for a league to have, the big powerhouse. Have the Yankees be the team that everybody's chasing. Have the Canadians.
See, I like it.
Yeah, but see, I think it's awful if you're sitting here right now.
Yeah,
a couple of games into the conference finals, and you're saying nobody's got a chance.
Well,
their
problem was the Celtics got hurt, or if you want to go back earlier, Cleveland traded away their only chance. Because again, if it was Cleveland still with Kyrie and LeBron, the finals are predictable. Like, who's going to be there? But at least you got a series on your hands.
But Kyrie didn't want to be there.
But no, he didn't. No, he didn't. And that's fine.
So,
but if you did the same thing, if the Celtics were healthy and they played the Warriors in the finals, you would have
You'd have a chance.
Nine? No, but you, not only that, but what I would like about it is, and why I don't need parity. I like the juggernaut teams. I like watching a series where 9, maybe 10 of the 50 best players currently in the league might be on the court at one time. Like, that's unbelievable.
Like last
that's
night,
amazing.
Last night watching Steph Curry, Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson went for 28. Yeah. Then you had Harden and Paul. You're talking about
6 of the top 15 players or whatever it is. That's awesome.
It was insane.
So but I like that.
I look at this though too, guys, and I can't say enough nice things about Danny Ainge, including I would rather have him take a shot in the NBA Finals over LeBron.
Yes,
you mentioned that. What if Danny Ainge stuck with Isaiah Thomas and literally backed up the Brinks truck as Isaiah said he was supposed to get? And he drafted Markelle Fultz over Jason Tatum. Celtics would have bounced in the first round.
Yeah, they would have been
if
long
they got
gone.
That far.
Well, they were kind of fortunate. They were fortunate that Isaiah wasn't in a contract year a year ago, because then they would have been their hand would have been forced, and they wouldn't have been able to trade him with his cheap year still remaining. And you know, you couldn't have gotten in on the Kyrie thing, or if you did, you would have had a max deal Isaiah Thomas, which Cleveland wouldn't have taken. You know, like all of a sudden now you have an untradeable piece, most likely. And then so that's the biggest one to me. But then you're right, Fultz and Tatum.
Oh,
just look at the difference. I'm not writing off Fultz yet. I think that's unfair.
But he's nowhere near Jason Tatum.
Close right now.
I mean, no way. By the way,
even get off the bench.
The play of Tatum and Brown too. I am off that potential Kawhi Leonard possible traits. No way. I don't want.
Yeah, these guys are too good.
No way.
And he's too much of a wild card.
And when Popovich comes out with his camp,
yeah, go talk to his camp.
No way.
If he can't work there with him, then
there's only 3 players in the league that I would trade Tatum and Brown to get. There's 3,
and LeBron isn't one of them.
Boogie Cousins.
I was gonna say Anthony Davis, Carl Anthony Towns, because his potential is sick. And then if he was healthy, but he's not. Kristaps Porzingis, but he's not healthy. It's gonna be out for a year.
Yeah, I wouldn't even consider it for him. Porzingis.
I was gonna say Embiid is.
Yeah.
What about Greek Freak?
But yeah, that too. Well, wait
all of a sudden,
they just beat him. Danny Ainge could have taken him. He took Kelly Olynyk.
I know he liked Olynyk.
He liked Olynyk on that.
He traded up to get Olynyk that year. That's all right. They can't all be winners.
Danny, he's done
a nice job.
Yes, he's done a great job, except for that one.
Yeah, look, I think that you're right about the injury situation. We thought when Gordon Hayward went down, the Celtics would have a hard time making the playoffs. Not the playoffs. You know what
but
I'm saying.
But like any chance of the playoffs. Yeah.
And then when Kyrie Irving went down, we said they got
none.
Chance.
Cooked. See you later.
They're done, and you know they're sitting here with a win into the Eastern Conference Finals.
And it's amazing. Like they've faced all NBA players. Now the all NBA teams aren't out yet. They've maybe been voted on. I don't know, but they do. You know, first team, second team, third team, and Greek Freak will be on one of those teams. They beat him. I think Ben Simmons has a chance to be on maybe the third team. I wouldn't be surprised.
He can't shoot.
Okay, but he's still going to get votes. Trust me.
He's
going to be the rookie of the year. And that's
a joke. Because he's not a rookie.
Yes, he is.
He didn't play last year.
He's a rookie. I have a great point. I'm not done. Let me land this plane. So then there's also Joel Embiid. I don't know if he played enough games, but like sneaky all NBA talent, and you beat them. And now you have a chance to beat LeBron James, who is always in the mix for the MVP and will be all NBA first team once again. Meanwhile, you don't have an all NBA guy. You don't. Kyrie Irving was projecting that way, but based off the other guards and the games that he has missed, you won't have a single All-NBA guy, and you could get to the NBA Finals potentially.
That's incredible.
That never happens.
That's incredible. Brad Stevens, this goes on him. This is on him, but it's also on Danny Ainge for putting Brad Stevens in that position. Because I'm the first to tell you, I remember when they traded. I didn't think Fultz was great, so I didn't have a problem with the trade, but I didn't like the draft of Tatum.
I didn't
think that Tatum was going to be this good.
See, I was wrong on Brown. I like Tatum. I did not like Brown, and he's made me look stupid because he has been great. But also just taking an Eastern Conference finalist from a year ago and upgrading at every spot.
Yeah.
Like Isaiah Thomas was great. You upgraded. Avery Bradley, good player. Upgraded. Jay Crowder was good for the team. Upgraded. Olynyk and Amir Johnson. Every player that they had, they upgraded with other pieces, whether it was signings or trades or draft picks.
And if you ask the green teamers out there right now, and when you say green teamers, you never know if you're going to get some delusions of grandeur. But if you get past LeBron and you know you're going to get swept by Golden State, would you take it? I would say yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. NBA Finals games.
In the NBA Finals? Absolutely.
Yeah. And I also think about it too.
You're already playing with house money.
That's it.
You're playing with house money. And I also look at it again, Brad Stevens, we all acknowledge, is a genius. I thought last year playing against LeBron James in the conference finals, even though your team stunk and you were completely undermanned, there's five consecutive games against LeBron. I think he files away something. He's got something there. So if, even if you get swept by the Warriors in four, well, guess what? When your team's healthy, the next year, you're going to face those guys again. So give me as many games possible against Golden State for Brad Stevens to use.
617-779-7937. We get right back to your calls. Celts and Cavs tonight at the Garden. We're talking about that. We'll add some other things into the mix as well. Dale and Keith, Mark James is with us. Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.